The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is the one, and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. In the reading that you just listened from the Gospel this morning, there's a very important little word there, and it's the word "here." Here. And a good Jew, they always listen to the part of prayer is listening when they pray. And when Jesus was asked the question this morning, he quoted Shema, which every good Jew repeats many times a day. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone." Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. And the word "hear," very important part of prayer is listening. Sometimes just sitting conscious of the Lord in silence is probably the best prayer we can offer, without saying anything. And one of the things I find about the liturgy very often, we're too many words. And as I was saying to somebody the other day, there's very little silence in the liturgy. There's a feeling you've always got to be doing something or saying something or filling the gap or the space with either music or something. Sometimes just to be silent. It's difficult at times, I think, to sit just silently, quietly, and maybe just meditating on things that happen, and maybe things that happen maybe don't impact you at the moment, but afterwards. Like, for example, came back to my mind again this morning. Yesterday, I visited Kaiser Hospital on Sunset Boulevard, and I arrived there, and I was in the elevator, and a young man got in. he saw I was wearing my collar. He saw I was a priest, so he said, "Oh, are you a Catholic priest?" And I said, "Yes." Well, he said, "My father is dying," and he gave me the number of the room. "Is there any chance you would go in and say a little prayer for him?" Which I did later after I visited somebody else. And when I went into the room, the man was, you know, probably in the final hours of his life, and his wife and her sister were there. But then I came down on another elevator, and standing outside waiting for that elevator was the same young man who had spoken to me before. So I was able to tell him, "Oh, I've just been up and I've seen your dad, and to see the joy in his face." Now, if I couldn't see God in that and God's plan, I must be blind. And God is working all the time in our lives. And I can guarantee you that today, if you're awake, if you're aware, you'll see how God, we're never out of God's sight, and there's wonderful things happening all around us. Chance encounters. It's not good luck, or it's not a coincidence. It's God working in that way. Why was I there at that moment? And that happens so often in my life. And I'm sure, I'm no exception. It happens in your life too, if you're awake and if you're aware.